Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and once again, I'm on the other side of the table because once again, it is time for WAMC's own Ian Pickus to throw some questions at me. How are you doing, Ian?
Oh, I'm very excited to put you on the hot seat again.
As you always are.
But first, let's go over last week's challenge.
Yes, I said start with the word orchestra. Rearrange the letters to spell the name of an animal and something you might see behind that animal. What is the animal and what is the thing?
Well,
the animal is a horse and the thing is a cart. All right, Ian, what you got?
Well, on March 28, 1930, the two largest Turkish cities of Constantinople and Angora changed their names to Istanbul and Ankara, respectively. So today, our quiz is all about geographic place names that have changed.
All right.
First up, Clark, Texas, in Denton County, was established in 2000 and has a population of about 200 residents. In 2005, it famously agreed to change its name to what? As part of a commercial deal that guaranteed its residents free cable and DVR for a decade.
Did it change it to DirecTV?
Oh, you're on the right track. I'm going to give you credit for that. They changed the name of the town to also starts with a D.
Oh, Dish?
Good for you.
Dish or Dish Network?
Dish.
They changed it to Dish, Texas.
Number two, now named for the first European explorer to land there, which Australian island was first known as Van Diemen's Land? And if you need a hint, you could say this is somewhat of a devil of a question.
Oh, I got it. Is it Tasmania?
It is.
Yeah. Oh, Abel Tasman.
Exactly.
Okay, got it.
Tasmania was first named after the Governor General of the Dutch East Indies, Anthony Van Diemen, and that lasted until 1856.
All right.
Although it first sought statehood beginning in 1850, it took until 1912 until which state, which considered names like Navajo and Lincoln, joined the Union. And as a hint, this state was in the news often in the past year as a popular television series wound down.
New Mexico.
Good for you. The largest city of this East African nation, whose eastern border is the Indian Ocean, is Dar es Salaam, and it was formed by a 1964 merger of two countries under the Articles of Union. Name the two original countries and the new nation they formed.
You're killing me here, Pickus. Okay, so one of the original nations is Zanzibar.
Right.
Which is part of Tanzania.
Correct.
Which is what it became, but I don't know what the other original country name is.
Definitely the hardest part of this answer. That third country we're looking for was Tanganyika.
Oh, as in Lake Tanganyika.
That's right. Tanzania used to be Zanzibar and Tanganyika. Part of this land was for a time known as German East Africa between the 1880s and the end of World War I. And staying in Africa for number five now. Which African nation that gained independence in 1980 was formerly named after British politician and businessman Cecil Rhodes?
Oh, Rhodesia became...
Do you want a hint?
Uh-huh.
Go to the end of the alphabet again.
Oh, gosh, what is it with the Zs? Named after Cecil Rhodes became another Z, Zimbabwe.
Correct.
Thank you.
Well, Mike Nothnagel doesn't have to change his name because he went 5 for 5 this week. How well did you do? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions to take a look at the questions that Ian just asked me, or a couple of extra credit questions that Ian has for all of us, or this weekly challenge. Ian.
Start with a Middle Eastern country that was reunified in 1990. Rearrange the letters in the name of this nation, and you can spell a word that describes how the split sides of the country often viewed one another. Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, get to work on that challenge, and I'll meet you on the other side of the table this time next week.
We'll see you then.